This is Twit.
First, it was Twitter. You can all work from home forever. Then it was Dropbox just did it yesterday. You can all work from home forever. Don't ever come back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Is it Microsoft's turn?
No.
Oh. What's the story,
no.
Mary Glory?
No. Oh, throw some cold water on this one too, Mary Jo.
I know, right? There are people saying that Microsoft said that, but actually what they said was the new norm is most employees can work from home less than 50% of the time. So it's a hybrid thing, right? It's not everybody can work from home. Some people, if you can negotiate it with your manager, might be able to get that deal of working home from home forever. But think about it. Microsoft's building this multi-million dollar campus in a huge makeover in Redmond. They're still hiring people all over the world. They're not going to suddenly just say, you know what? Nobody has to come back into the office anymore. We're done.
Could save a lot of money in real estate.
They could. I mean, you know. They have a big office in the middle of Manhattan in Times Square where I don't think anybody is back. But
right.
I think they're going to just kind of hold on and assume that once there's a vaccine or once there's some way that it's safe to come back, people are going to come back to the office. That's my
guess. There goes my plans of working at Microsoft, because I can tell you one place I'm not going is an office.
Yep. So, you know, there are people at Microsoft who don't work in an office. They work on the road, especially the salespeople. You know, they're almost never in the office. They're at customer sites or wherever. But there are roles at Microsoft where they have to go into the office. Like throughout the pandemic, people who work in the Azure data centers have had to come in, right? Because there are physical things you need to do to keep the data center running. Not everybody has to come in from Azure, but there are people who have been coming in throughout the pandemic at Microsoft, and I'm sure every cloud vendor, right? Because those racks of servers don't just service themselves, Paul.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But if AI, if AI works out the way they say it's going to.
Maybe one day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Microsoft put out this thing called the hybrid, what did they call it? The hybrid workplace flexibility guide for their employees, and then there are a whole set of rules, right?
That's so corporate.
About when to work at home, when you can. Yeah, exactly. No, so for people to just say Microsoft is letting everyone work at home, not in the least. That is not what is happening here at all.
Yeah.
No. Well, and I don't know if you guys saw this today, but there was a big story in the New York Times today about Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Apple buying up tons of real estate in Manhattan right now. And they're going to have offices here, right? Like they're going to expand their footprint hugely in New York City. So I think most of these big companies, not everybody, but most are thinking there is going to be a day when people come back into the office.
Yeah. So you can invest now when the going's good for that kind of thing.
Rents in San Francisco are down 31%.
Now they're only 45% over the national average.
Yeah.
You know?
They're down 15% Manhattan. And the most apartment vacancies in like 15 years or 20 years or something like that in New York City right now. So,
with everyone working from home, I'm hoping in the next couple of years to move out of here and to sell it to some New Yorker who doesn't have to go to New York all that much. Yep. And, you know, hopefully.
That is the suburban hope now, by the way. You're being facetious. Maybe not.
No, I'm not.
I want to get an apartment in New York, and you guys can live here now. That's good.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours to New York. So if you have to go occasionally.
Yeah, perfect.
And you enjoy the sight of corn.
Perfect.
This is a place.
We're only 45 minutes from San Francisco. Up in the wine country. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Hey, you're like a bedroom community now.
Yeah, we always have been, actually.
Yeah.
And you could live here, and I could live in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Now's the time, Leo. There's a lot of deals to be had.
That's what they say. Buy low, sell high.
The vultures are circling. You got to join the birds.
I'll tell you, though, in the past maybe 2 weeks, I live across from a giant apartment complex, and I can look out my window and see it. And there have been so many moving trucks, so I'm like, okay, people are starting to come back and
moving in or there. Moving out.
In, right.
What are they?
Because
are they moving?
It was empty over the
that's
summer.
Interesting. Like,
it was, yeah. So, there were so many empty apartments across, and now I can see people are moving in. So I'm like, yeah, people are coming back.
But I think their timing might not be the best.
I know.
I hate to
we're
say
about
it.
To have the winter, right?
I'd say, yeah, wait a minute, yeah. Just a little
Let's
bit.
See how the winter goes.
Just wait a minute or two.
Yeah,
see what
I would
happens.
Too. I would wait if I wasn't here already.
Well, you're already, you're just hunkered down. You know how to handle it.
I have to just stay here.
Yeah. You're like that person in the dystopian end of the world novel who just never left.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're the ones the movie's about. So
that's right.
You know, it makes sense.
That's right.
The guy who's moving around a lot doesn't make it.
No. That's right. You saw that. Well, you read The Stand. We know.
Sure. I am a legend, you know.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Don't get
so
your
Microsoft,
hopes up, kids. Less than 50%, even for those who can work at home, is not a really great concession.
No.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like everything else.
I know. It's variable, right? Like if your manager says, hey, you can do what you're doing from home and there's no rush
manager.
To come back.
Yeah.
Right.
I also think it's going to evolve over time. You know,
me too.
Example, sitting here, what is it, October? It's October, right? Yeah. So, you know, looking at next year, we already know that Microsoft isn't having any shows through the middle of next year. But, I mean, do we really expect them to have any next year? I mean, unless it's a miracle.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you saw this. Donna Sarkar is moving to Barbados for 3 months. Did you see this? She really is. Yeah. Because she's like, there's no reason we have to stay in Seattle because we can do our work virtually. And so we're going to Barbados for like 3 months.
So that's fascinating to me. And also I'm envious because Barbados is one of, I think, 6 countries that actually have long-term work visa possibilities
right.
for
that's
United States citizens.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why she's
and
doing it.
And that's something I would do if it weren't for the fact that the timing is wrong because I've got kids in college and they'll be back over the holidays. And then we have animals, like idiots. We have like a huge dog. Right. It's the size of a Shetland pony. And then, you know, 2 cats. And it's like we can't really – we're finally able to be mobile and the whole world has aligned against, you know, us doing this, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. Yeah. It's something I would do if I could. Sure.
I know. Like if you don't have to be in an office and, you know, the next few months for Microsoft are usually quietish, right? Once Ignite happens, it's like everybody's doing their thing, but they're all doing it virtually. And, you know, holidays are really dead around Microsoft usually. So, yeah, it's a perfect time to leave and just do your job virtually if you can. Get a good internet connection somewhere.
It's not terrible to be in a sunny, beachy place. You
after
know?
Hurricane season, though.
Is over.
Yeah, but this is the end of it, isn't it? Isn't October kind of the end?
Yeah, one more month.
In theory, right? Yeah.
They have this, they actually, Barbados is actively encouraging people to do this. They have a new visa for work from home.
Aruba is, and I don't remember, it was Croatia or Slovakia, one of those countries.
It's actually really smart.
Yeah.
Croatia's beautiful. Croatia's gorgeous.
I know. Every picture I've seen of it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of those countries in Eastern Europe. I could be wrong about that one. I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, there's a list of them. Yeah. Most of them are in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Barbados has the welcome stamp. Hey, welcome. A visa that allows people to work for their employer back home while living and spending in Barbados for a year.
Like up to 2 years. Oh, yeah. Some countries it's 2 years. And then, of course, you could just always just go to Puerto Rico. It's, you know, it's part of the United States.
And there's no income tax in Puerto Rico or something.
Yeah, there's some definite benefits there.
If it weren't for the hurricanes.
Yeah, I know. But, well, like New York, I bet the real estate's relatively cheap right now, unfortunately, because of whatever that hurricane was 2-3 years ago.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah. Barbados.
Well, I think about this every day. every day.
I know. Barbados is awesome. I've been there. It's beautiful and amazing. It's a great place. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. Thanks for really.
I really wrecked your day now, right?
You sidetracked this show.